Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very strange and unusual time with the cessation of public life, Yadus. The Bate Knesiyos are closed, the Bate Midrashos are closed. Each one of us has to hunker down and avoid as much as we can contact with others to stop the spread. This terrible plague. And here, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is upon us. We're about to start preparing for Pesach, and an unusual Pesach under what circumstances none of us can yet predict. I think it's a time to return to the words of the Ramban. The Ramban has a short monograph, and Amunah Mitochen. And the Ramban tells us, Amunah and Mitochen are associated with each other. Amunah is the belief, the insight, the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can address all of our needs. Nothing that we need is beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that realization, that's the meaning of Amunah. Mitochen is the feeling that I have that I'm fully in his hands, and everything that takes place will take place under his direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tov Umeitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interest in mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us bracha and bring us through difficult situations. The Ramban has an unusual shita, distinct from Chovas HaLevavos. Chovas HaLevavos says that our worldly endeavors are necessary. Those are preconditions to merit the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says that in reality, we do not even need to involve ourselves in the affairs of the world. If a person would be truly an Ish Chosid, a very pious person, and there are only exceptional reasons why a person of great spirituality would be involved in the endeavors of the world. The meaning to say is that we're in everything that we're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and we can depend fully upon it. A more classical view is that of Chovas HaLevavos, that the hishtadlus, our efforts, are necessary means, a necessary precondition for us to receive the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ultimately, we're dependent on the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that we have to work on strengthening ourselves presently. The realization that Sakol B'dei Shamayim, suddenly, seemingly from nowhere, a new health issue has arisen, which the medical world has no solution for as of yet. An overwhelming problem, one that has brought society across the world to its knees. The realization that under such circumstances that we're fully in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's worth focusing on. To realize that as we go forward with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with us. We're not alone, we're not abandoned. And each one of us, to the extent that we can, has to raise our level of Amunah and Mitochen in these most difficult times. And I wanted to, as a hakdama to the Shiurim on Pesach for this year, focus on a pasuk in Parshas Bo. It's Yud Beis. Pasuk Chof Beis. Lo lekachtem avudas ezol v'tvaltem badom asher basof v'igatem al amashko v'oshtem ezuzos en adom asher basof v'atem lo yseitzu v'yishbi Pesach Beis al adol. She take the dam of the Korban Pesach, it's in a small vessel called the Sof, and take an agudas ezel, a hyssop grass, dip it into the blood, and we should smear the blood on the mashkoi, on the lintel, wash down the zuzos and the two doorposts. V'atem and you, the Rabbi Nishalim says to us, of Seisu Ish Mipesach Beisu Adoka, we should not emerge from our homes until morning. The Ramban, amplified by Rabbi Nabachia, his parish and Chumash, tells us, V'atem lo Seisu Ish Mipesach Beisu Adoka, as the Haggadah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, V'keisu kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Levelo Malach, Ani Levelo Sarach. The Rabbi Nishalim himself came to take vengeance from Egypt. And consequently, only the Rabbi Nishalim could afflict the Egyptians. However, with the presence of the Rabbi Nishalim coming to meet out Midas Adin, came the Malachei Chavolah, the representatives of the Midas Adin Lamailo. They accompany HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they could have, chas v'shalom, affected Klal Yisrael negatively. And therefore, the Rabbi Shalom gave us this mitzvah, v'gatem l'mashkov, v'shteyam mezuzas, v'adom asher masof. And as the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, the Dam in the various places represents the four Oseus of Hashem of Yudke Vovke, and this is the protection to Klal Yisrael at such a time, at such a Midas Adin, that the Midas Adin cannot enter into a place where our door is guarded by the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, Dam of the Korban Pesach. And therefore, Al Yetzu Ish. Al Yates lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso adoika, because if we step out of our homes, we're beyond the protection of the dam of the korban pesach, which is on the mashko, which is at the doorpost of our homes, and therefore chalila we could be subject to the midas adin. And therefore, atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso adoika, because man midas adin is rampant, we seek refuge inside, behind the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch. And he had something very interesting, that this is not only true in the era of the Pesach Mitzrayim, because as the Dalet Kosis themselves, and he goes through this, also alludes to the four Oseus of Shem Hashem of Yudke Vavke, and it would seem therefore that this is also a Shmira for us. So the Seder Be'ez is a Shem that we will observe in our homes. This will be as a Shmira to protect us at the time of this horrific machlo which is afflicting the world. There's a further interpretation, which transcends all the generations. It's a beautiful interpretation of Ramea Simcha, his classic Meshech Chochmo. Tells us that in Mitzrayim, our forebears, our ancestors, substantially left the observance of the mitzvahs. As we know, at Yamsuf, the Malachim said, Halolu Ol De'Avay D'Zorah, V'Halolu Ol De'Avay D'Zorah. The Jews are not different than the Mitzrayim, we're also Ol De'Avay D'Zorah. And he cites a Yalkut, that the mitzvah of Bris Milah also lapsed in Mitzrayim. What was the schus that we had to emerge from Mitzrayim? The schus that we had was Shloshino Shmom, Shloshino Bishayinom Shalom, that we did not change our language, we did not change our names, we did not change the way we dress. And this is to tell us that in the Golus, oftentimes, those things which protect the Jewish identity transcend even the significance of the halacha itself. And therefore, in Mitzrayim, despite the fact that we had serious lapses in halacha, but nevertheless, we kept the dorum, the aspects of separateness, and not mixing with the non-Jewish world, which preserved our identity And he says, in the Golus, that's what's most important before the Rabbeinu Shalom. In contrast, the Jews of Babel were highly observant of the mitzvahs. But the Gedorim, to separate themselves from the non-Jewish world around them, this they were extremely lax. And so that's the meaning of the Gemara. Gemara says in Brochus, Dav Dalet, that Ad Yavoram Cho Hashem, Ad Yavoram Zikon Yisro, that Ru'uyim Hoyu Yisroel, the Jews were worthy, Lasas Behem Nespi Me Ezra, we should have returned to build the second Jewish commonwealth. Kederach Shehoyu, just as our forebears before, had come to build the first Jewish commonwealth, Nisa V'Nechlotz. But we were guilty of an Aveira, and that Aveira put it off, put us off. And he interprets this, what was the fact that we did not keep a distance from the non-Jewish world around us. And this is the essence of what we need in the time of the Golus. And it says, Avram Avinu, the Ovis. In fact, Avram Avinu began Siog together, he began Erev Tavshilin, he prohibited Yichud, and all of these are reflected in the Pasuk Mishmarti Mishmarti, Asur Mishmeres Mishmarti. We should not only observe the Halacha, but we have to observe the Mishmeres, those things which make it easier to keep the Halacha. And he writes, a person of a below Siog together, that Iyoy was a person that kept the mitzvahs, but below Siyog together, he did not keep the dawn. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was negative about Iyoyf, because he did not raise his family in such fashion that they would avoid intermingling with the world around him. And he says, this is the meaning Atem lo seitzu ish mepesach beso ad boker, that until Mashiach comes, throughout the entire Golus, until the light of Gula has come, we have to be concerned that we should not lose our way and become caught up in the non-Jewish world around us. So Rameya Simcha tells us that the Be'atem lo seitzu ish mepesach beso ad boker is something that remains throughout the Golus. And this year we're reminded somewhat more of it than usually. We're locked away in our own homes to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in isolation, isolation from the community, but also isolation from the world around us. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant us the wisdom and the knowledge to contemplate His presence, to realize that we are in His embrace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to this most difficult of times, this most unusual experience that none of us have any knowledge in any other point in our lives of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will preserve us at this time. Our tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shomer u'matzo. We should say tilum on our daily basis. Certainly recite the tefillah of Achenu Kol Bnei Yisrael, Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Ha'omdim Atzara V'Ashivya, that we must follow on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. We should merit Bekorah. The Novi and Yoina wrote Bin Laila Hoya, that something came all of a sudden overnight. Let the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant us the second day of what Yoina said, Bin Laila Ovad, that this should disappear quickly from our midst. We should return to a normal existence of our family lives, of our communal lives, in a practical sense, in terms of our panasa, in terms of our health, in terms of our ability to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Mitzvah, to come to the Bate Knesiyos to be mispalo, to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, to participate in Shiurei Torah. May the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant that the Koral, it's almost Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this is Man of Gula, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should grant a Yeshua Bekorov, just in fact, as he committed Seis Komer to Mitzrayim, just took our forebears out of Mitzrayim, is our end on the floor, as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us, I will show you wonders, we should merit those wonders Bekorov, Ezes Hashem, there will be a shiur, hopefully tomorrow, on the basics of Hilchos Pesach, and there will be some changes from normal years for those in unusual situations, and that will be followed, Ezes Hashem, by the questions and answers that can be sent to in by email, and that will be addressed yet at a third shiur, Ezes Hashem. Good afternoon, and may the Rabbeinu Shalom be with you.